Oh, you good and done it. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and I would love to hear from you. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's the number, 833-563-2539. I believe it's Mallory. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, you heard our conversation we were having, just talking about if people were in the holiday season or not, and then Liv the Web Girl kind of, I don't want to say insulted our listener, but I mean, I definitely left a scar saying like, oh, you're just being a baby because your birthday is between the holidays. Because a lot of people like myself, December 10th is my birthday.
Yeah.
We get hosed. Now, what did you want to say?
Well, actually, about you and my speaker, I've got a sister that has a birthday in December 12th, and my mother's birthday is 3 days before Christmas.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah, well, my mom's right next to you guys, and I have you on speaker.
Mom, what do you have to say about this? Why didn't you plan things out better?
Actually, it's my mother. They should have planned them better.
I mean, it's not like it was an accident, right? I mean, what were you doing in January? What were you doing in March?
Oh, my gosh. What do you think she was
doing? Well, actually, Mallory's in March. My birthday, I have to thank to my mother. It's supposed to be a January baby, and I ended up being a December because my mom had pneumonia, and my sisters hated me because I was addicted to the medicine they had given my mother. So my sisters did not care for me at all.
So you were a baby addict. Okay. Now, now, do you think, though, that it's not, like, is there a good point there? And this is the question we're bringing up at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. People like yourselves and people like me that have that birthday in between the holidays, we get screwed because it is unacceptable to do a combined Christmas birthday gift. Am I right or am I wrong on this?
No, you are correct on that. We do get hosed rather frequently.
I would agree with you. I feel bad.
Now, Alex, what about you? Do you think it's fair to combine a birthday and a Christmas gift if you got that December birthday timeline?
No, I think you do need to separate that. I think, you know, everyone deserves to be able to celebrate their birthday. And I mean, otherwise you're splitting your birthday with Jesus. And obviously he's going to be the main star.
And what do you get Jesus for Christmas, right?
I know someone, it's one of my parents' friends, that their birthday, their wedding anniversary is both on December 25th.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
No, you have to change it.
I don't want to be proposed to during any holiday or my birthday, and I definitely don't want to be married during any holiday or my birthday.
Okay, Mallory and your mom, thank you so much for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. We really appreciate you. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Devin, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Do you suffer from this terrible predicament, you know, being born between the holidays right around Christmas?
No, not necessarily, but my son, he was born on the 30th, and he kind of gets hosed, too, because he has, you know, no birthday presents, really. It's all bumped into one.
Aww.
And, you know, he doesn't, I mean, he's only 8, so it doesn't really bother him. You know, he doesn't really understand it because it's all he's known. But as his dad, I kind of feel bad for him because, you know, he kind of doesn't get a birthday separate from Christmas.
Well, he should. You can change that. You're his parent.
I mean, we do stuff, like, but he, you know, at the time of the year and everything,
right, it's
ends
hard.
Up being kind of the same one lump thing, you know
right.
what I mean?
Hey,
yeah.
Thank you for calling in. Oh, man, look at Brittany. She's getting hosed. Brittany, tell everybody your birthday. When is it?
It's December 22nd, but my name's Whitney, like Whitney Houston.
Oh, hey, we got Whitney Houston on the phone, not Brittany Houston. Come on now. All right, Whitney, my bad. So tell me about that. You getting hosed or what?
So as a kid, everybody kept everything separate. They were really, really good about that. But like as I got more into like 15, 16 age, everybody was like, here, you can either have some for birthday or Christmas. We're not doing both of them.
Wait, no, they can't do that, though. That's not okay. What's wrong with you, Whitney?
Man, because I was an older kid. I didn't need anything. I always got money for both of them, so it was a win-win.
Ooh, yeah. Nice. We'll play the world's smallest violin for you.
All right. Hey, Whitney, thank you for calling in. That was amazing. Let's do one more here. Amanda, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Oh, my gosh. It says that your husband's birthday is the 25th. Did you marry Jesus?
Well, I mean, I like to think he's special in my life like Jesus is in other people's lives.
Of course.
You know. And then my daughter's birthday is on the 14th of December. So it is an awful month for me.
Do you separate them, or do you do them all like, oh, hey, here's your birthday Christmas thing, enjoy?
Absolutely, we try to separate them. Since the kids have been little, I make sure that the first thing they do is grab their dad's birthday present and take it to him. We always celebrate his birthday first thing in the morning.
Man.
Then we go to the Christmas tree.
Just the way you're saying it is intense.
It's like, we do not mess up the order. Do you hear me? We have an order we stick to.
His family always made it one big thing, and I felt so bad for him. He said he never had a birthday party.
Oh, wow.
No one could ever do anything with him because his birthday was on Christmas.
Amanda,
you know, almost everything's closed.
We have a captive audience right now, Amanda. Do you want to call your mother-in-law out for being a terrible mom to your husband?
Well, you know, we all make mistakes. You can't hold everything against us.
Oh, Amanda, we love you. Thank you so much for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Do we need to just go right into the garbage?
No, we are not playing any commercials today, Alex. It's
okay.
A Monday music marathon. We can do whatever the heck we like.
All right, so then when we come back after this song, this A-list celebrity is trying to be more like Jesus, speaking of Jesus. Demi Lovato's mom is hanging out with the First Lady and a lip-syncing scandal.